Well, we moved to County Louth now, where three members of a family were found dead at their home yesterday. Post-mortem examinations are set to be carried out later today on the bodies of Mark and Louise O'Connor, who were in their 50s, and their son Evan, who was in his 20s. The three were found dead at their home in the Drumgowna area of County Louth after a violent attack at their family home. Well, our North East correspondent Mark O'Driscoll is with us now. Mark, the O'Connor family's home remains sealed off this morning. What do we know about what happened yesterday morning?
Good morning, Cian. Yes, Gardaí have maintained that cordon around the family's stone cottage overnight. Excuse me, to preserve the scene. That's because the house, which is located close to the Louth Monaghan border near the villages of Killanny, Louth Village and Tallinstown, remains the subject of an ongoing forensic examination by the Garda National Technical Bureau. Now, Evan O'Connor, who had additional needs, had been attending a daycare centre in Drogheda, and it's understood a staff member from this daycare service called to the family home to collect him yesterday morning around 10 o'clock and found his body and the bodies of his parents, Mark and Louise. It was this person who raised the alarm, and several Garda units from across County Louth, including the Armed Response Unit, raced to the O'Connor family home. As you mentioned, it's believed Mark, Louise and Evan had been violently attacked. However, the use of a firearm during the incident has been ruled out by Garda. A short time later yesterday morning, a man in his 30s was arrested nearby, and Garda are not looking for anyone else in relation to this incident. Members of the Garda Technical Bureau then attended the scene yesterday afternoon, and a blue tent was erected in the driveway of the house. Meticulous searches were carried out both inside and around the exterior of the property as forensic specialists tried to establish the events that occurred in the lead up to the family members' deaths. Then yesterday evening, the bodies of Mark, Louise and Evan O'Connor were taken by two hearses from their family home to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda, where post-mortem examinations will be carried out today.
What do we know about the family?
Well, Cian, several local representatives yesterday paid tribute to what they described as a well-known and highly regarded family that played an active role in the community. Shocked, devastated and numb were the feelings being echoed in the townland of Drumgowna yesterday as locals began to try and process what happened at the O'Connor family home yesterday morning. Mr. O'Connor worked for the National Advocacy Service, which provides support for people with disabilities, while Miss O'Connor frequently raised money for charities and also promoted volunteerism in parts of the developing world. She was also a carer for her son Evan, who, as we mentioned, had additional needs. It's understood that earlier this month, Mr. and Mrs. O'Connor had celebrated their 33rd wedding anniversary and had also finished off paying the mortgage for their home over the summer. I was told by several people yesterday that the family were actively involved in the local park run event most weeks, in particular Mark O'Connor, who was big into his fitness and a keen runner, who I'm told had completed several marathons. One neighbour who we spoke to yesterday said he knew the family very well and they were great people to talk to. He said they would do anything for anyone in the area and they were a lovely couple. He added that this was a huge loss for the community and he was also so sad to hear about the tragedy.
The investigation, where does it go to from here?
Well, Cian, Gardaí have said they're continuing to investigate all of the circumstances surrounding this incident, but we are likely to learn more about this Gardaí investigation later this morning and also the direction it is headed in over the course of the day. The working assumption is that the family members were murdered. The man aged in his 30s who was arrested by Gardaí near the O'Connor family home yesterday morning remains in Gardaí custody this morning. It's understood that medical assistance was sought for this man following his arrest yesterday. He's been detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act and can be held for a maximum period of 24 hours. However, this period of detention can be suspended to allow the man food and rest breaks, meaning it's likely to be this afternoon or this evening before the man will either have to be released or have charges put to him. Now, although the investigation team is based at Drogheda Garda Station, this investigation is being conducted from an incident room at RD Garda Station. A senior investigating officer has been appointed as has a family liaison officer. And yesterday evening, Gardaí also appealed to anyone with any information on the incident to come forward and contact the investigation team based at Drogheda Garda Station.
Mark O'Driscoll, thank you. It's now 27 minutes to 8.
A small community in County Louth is in shock this morning after a young man and his parents were killed in their home. Mark O'Connor, his wife Louise and their son Evan lived in Drumgowna, a short distance from Louth village on the Monaghan border. The parents were in their 50s and Evan in his 20s. A man in his 30s was arrested by Gardaí. Mark worked in the National Advocacy Service for People with Disabilities, and Louise, a nurse, also raised money for charities. She was Evan's main carer. He was autistic. Their bodies were found by a care worker yesterday morning as she called to the home to collect Evan to bring him to a day service in Drogheda. We're joined by Father Gerry Campbell, who's the administrator of Louth Parish, and he visited the community in Drumgowna last night. Father Campbell, you're very welcome. And it's a terrible morning to be talking to you. It must also seem very unreal.
Yes, I mean, people are still shocked and devastated by what has happened, and in this very quiet part of County Louth. And we had just heard about the tragedy in Finglas a few days ago, and that in itself is shocking. But when it comes to, you know, so close geographically, it's beyond words. It's beggars belief.
Would you describe the area a little bit more? Is it a very small community?
Yes, it's called Stonetown, and it's a very rural community, and it's part of the parish of Louth. Louth village is very close to it, only a few miles away. And Stonetown is really a beautiful, quiet area. You wouldn't see much traffic in Stonetown apart from a few cars and tractors. Yet it's a very close-knit community, and everyone knows each other and are very supportive of each other. So this couldn't contrast more, really, with what happened to the O'Connor family.
Absolutely. What were people saying to you there last night?
Well, people were just, you know, devastated. They were numb the day before. I mean, just yesterday I had a funeral, and I just heard the news after the funeral, and people were talking about it after the funeral. And this was a few parishes away, so word had already travelled quite a bit at that stage. And well, people are just devastated. People don't know what to say. The shock is still there. People, it's a numbing feeling, and I don't think it has really, you know, hit home entirely yet. But people are just devastated.
And reading about them, about Mark, Louise, and Evan, I mean, they come across through their neighbours' words as very caring people, very kind, very generous, working for each other and helping others in the community and beyond as well.
Yes, indeed. I did not know the O'Connor family personally, as I reside in a neighbouring parish of Knockbridge. But from talking to some of the neighbours, it was evident that they were a close-knit family, and Mark and Louise were a lovely couple, and they were totally devoted to Evan, who has been said has additional needs. And Mark, of course, he's well known too in running circles. People would have seen him many times running the roads around Stonetown and the local GAA pitch. So, yeah, loving couple, caring couple, did so much for the local community and others. So
And reading some of the detail this morning about Mark putting on social media a picture of him and Louise, 33 years married. They then paid off their mortgage earlier in the summer. All of that detail, you know, it's just so heartbreaking to read now, given what has happened. What can you do at a time like this, Father Campbell?
Well, all we can do at the moment is really pray for this family. I mean, one person mentioned to me about having a prayer service or a vigil to pray for this family and to support each other in the grief, because it has an effect towards the whole community, but particularly, of course, to the family. And I think it would be a great idea to have some prayer service or vigil to mark this. But I need to talk to the extended members of the family before that. But people do want to do something to pray for the O'Connor family as a faith community. And I will gladly facilitate that. But all we can do is really pray for all involved in this tragedy, living and deceased.
Yeah, and as you say, the impact on such a small community can be profound as well. And perhaps neighbours in a situation like this get forgotten, but the impact on them is immense as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like an extended family. Stonetown's like an extended family. Everybody knows their neighbours. And when something like that happens just a few fields away, wow. And I mean, I'd say a lot of people didn't believe it was Stonetown, because Stonetown is so quiet, so tranquil. And the people are so close. And so everybody is devastated by this. It has a spiral effect throughout the community.
We're very grateful to you for talking to us this morning, and thank you very much indeed, Father Gerry Campbell, who's the administrator of the Louth Parish. He visited the community in Stonetown and Drumgowna in County Louth last night. It's 8:20.